أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وآتوا اليتامى أموالهم ولا تتبدلوا الخبيث بالطيب ولا تأكلوا أموالهم إلى أموالكم إنه كان حوبا كبيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Inshallah, we discuss verse number 2 of Surah An-Nisa. But before that, we have one portion of verse number 1 that needs to be completed. At the end of the verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, after commanding us to fear Allah Rabbul Izzat, who created us from one single soul, Adam alayhi salam, and then from Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah Ta'ala created his spouse, Sayyida Hawa, and then from the two of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spread mankind, many men and many women. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ, once again, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that being in whose name you seek your rights from each other. Now we discussed thus far that when one person, whether one be a Muslim or a non-Muslim, when one seeks one's rights from another, we seek it in the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When we see resistance from the other party, give it to me in the name of Allah. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to fear Allah Rabbul Izzat, like how we ask others to fear Allah Rabbul Izzat. Wal arhama, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and maintain family relationship. This word arham is the plural of the Arabic word rahim. Rahim in actual fact refers to the womb of a woman. And because it is the womb of a mother that is the root of all relationship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this word rahim for relationship in Arabic. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses its plural, that we should fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and keep up and maintain relationships. Now when we look at the hadith of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the one hand, he himself have kept up to the great relationship between family members. When we go to the very initial stages of the wahi, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the cave of Hira, when he received the very first revelation of the Quran Sharif, thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a state of awe. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes home saying, cover me, zambiluni, zambiluni. Then he said, I fear for my life. So our mother, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will never, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala won't disgrace you. Now one of the qualities that she spoke about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why Allah ta'ala will not bring disgrace upon you, is that because you maintain family relationship. So this was even before wahi had come down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was something that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself had carried out. And then we look in the hadith, very famously we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking about that person who wants an abundance, an increase in one's sustenance. The word that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses is bust. In other words, an expansion in one's sustenance and an increase in one's life, then that person should maintain family relationship. In other words, if a person wants barakah in whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set out for a person, insofar as his sustenance is concerned, barakah insofar as the actions and the deeds of a person's life is concerned, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we do not have to look far, but keep up the family relationship. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu,
we spoke about him the other day, was amongst those ulama, the rabbis from the Ahli Kitab, from the Yahud, who had expertise with regards to the previous revelations that came down, the Torah and the Injil. And he said that the very first words I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, number one, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that we should spread salam amongst us. Number two is that we should feed each other between us, whether it is the poor or anyone else. And the third aspect that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about was wasirul arham, that we should maintain family relationship. And again we find that this was at the very initial stages when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had entered Medina Munawwara, wasallu bil layl, and then a person should perform his tahajjud salat whilst people are sleeping, then you will enter Jannah with peace and comfort. So again we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about one of the factors of entry into Jannah, and that is to maintain family relationship. Just one more hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam spoke about that person who does not maintain family relationship, then the rahmah and the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not descend upon such an individual. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands us to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep up the maintenance of family relationship, no matter however difficult it may be. Sometimes from the other side there may be the break of relationship, but from our side we should try and maintain it only for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And of course the rewards are abundant in this world and also in the hereafter. Going into the second verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتُوا الْيَتَامَا أَمْوَالَهُمْ, and give the orphans their wealth. This word yatama is the plural of the word yatim. Yatim actually in Arabic refers to a person or a thing that is alone. A single pearl in the oyster is also known as a yatim because it is all alone. And here in the Shariat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to that child whose father had passed on before the child had attained the age of puberty. According to some narrations, in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was a father that had passed on. The uncle had become the guardian of the child and of course of the estate of the father. And after the child had become of age, now the uncle refused to give over or hand over the wealth of the child. What the age of the child is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses in the fifth and the sixth verse of the very same surah. So when this guardian refused to give over and hand over the wealth of the child goes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now obviously no more a child, no more a little baby, but obviously had attained the age of puberty. He complains to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam listens to the complaint, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveals this verse that now give to the orphans their wealth. That is the one aspect you cannot withhold it when the child has come of age, is able to handle his own affairs, etc. The second aspect is وَلَا تَتَبَدَّلُ الْخَبِيثَ بِالطَّيِّبِ, and do not change khabith. Khabith in actual fact is something that is bad, something of inferior quality, for something that is a tayyib of superior quality. So it happens sometimes that the orphan had inherited from his parents, from his father, or alternatively the orphan was given something as a gift. A very classical example will be like if we take something like livestock, the orphan has a certain number of sheep, and those are of the greatest and most superior quality. The guardian, the executor of the estate that is overseeing the wealth of the orphan, he also has livestock and he also has sheep. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying now that the orphan would not be able to differentiate which is his and which is not his. So do not begin to change and interchange these goods and the belongings of the orphan, that sometimes you may feel, I have not devoured, I have not taken, but I have merely exchanged so that I would benefit or my children would benefit. So that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has deemed as impermissible, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has stopped and prohibited us from doing. So whatever belongs to the orphan, the actual item, the actual property of the orphan will remain that property of the orphan. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. The third is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and do not devour their wealth towards your wealth. Now what would happen is that when a person wants to embezzle, then he would mix the wealth of the orphan together with his own wealth, and now it becomes difficult for one to ascertain. And in that way, a person begins to devour. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word wala ta'kul, and do not eat, because ultimately, no matter what a person has taken, the end result and the consequences of it will be, it will go into the belly of the person, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this term wala ta'kulu, that do not eat, do not devour the wealth of the orphan. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed that when these types of verses were revealed to the Sahaba, they became so apprehensive that now when they would cook the food of the orphan from his wealth, they would do it separately, and the result of it is the orphan would not eat all his food. Food would be left over, and hence there again there was another problem, that that food will go bad and it needed to be given away, and again that was a loss to the orphan. So there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it very clear that it would depend on the intention of the individual. But hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here makes it very clear that a person should not be dubious in one's relationship with regard to the wealth of the orphan. Innahu kana huban kabira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly this is hub. The word Arabic, in Arabic, the word hub, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, refers to a major crime. And referring to a major crime in itself, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala uses the word kabira. Kabir also means great. So this is an absolutely great crime that a person may commit, that Allah ta'ala has now made him the custodian or the guardian of the wealth of an orphan, and then he embezzles, he misappropriates, or he begins to exchange the wealth and he feels that he has not done anything wrong. All of it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has deemed as impermissible. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.